This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. India and other Asian nations are becoming an increasingly vital source of oil revenues for Moscow, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian sales are boosting Moscow's export revenues at a time when Washington and allies are trying to limit cash flows. Commodity data firm Kpler reports that India, an oil-hungry country of 1.4 billion people, has guzzled nearly 60 million barrels of Russian oil in 2022 so far, up from 12 million in 2021. Shipments to other Asian countries like China have also increased in recent months, but to a lesser extent. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, the second hearing of the U.S. Congressional Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the United States Capitol was delayed on Monday when one of the witnesses, former President Donald Trump's ex-campaign manager Bill Stepien, said he would miss the hearing for family reasons. The hearing is the second of six expected this month, with the session to focus on Trump's insistence his 2020 election defeat was the result of widespread fraud, an unfounded allegation known as the Big Lie. The remaining witnesses include officials from Atlanta and Philadelphia who resigned as Trump's allies questioned election results in their states. The panel is holding the hearings to discuss initial findings of its year-long investigation into the events of January 6, 2021, when thousands of Trump supporters attacked the Capitol as Vice President Mike Pence and lawmakers met to certify Trump's defeat in the November 2020 election by current U.S. President Joe Biden. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A man who carried a Confederate flag into the U.S. Capitol during the January 6 riot and his son head to trial today. The Confederate flag was the symbol of those who were pro-slavery and those who fought in the 19th century Civil War to allow the enslavement of millions of blacks, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Photos of Kevin Seafried and his Confederate flag were widely seen. He and son Hunter from Delaware opted for a bench trial instead of a jury. Prosecutors say they were among the first rioters to enter the building through a broken window after climbing a wall and then confronted Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman. The federal judge deciding their fate has criticized prosecutors' handling of the Capitol riot cases. He acquitted one defendant of all charges and partially acquitted another. More than 800 people have been charged related to the January 6 attack. I'm Julie Walker.
The latest clashes in Sudan's Darfur region between Arab and non-Arab groups have left more than 100 people killed, a tribal leader said on Monday. Repeated clashes in the region since late last year have now left several hundred people dead as Sudan grapples with the fallout from a coup in October led by Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. The fighting broke out last week following a land dispute. West Darfur State, the arid region of Sudan bordering Chad, has been gripped in recent months by deadly bouts of violence. In April, more than 200 people were killed in clashes between Arab and non-Arab groups in West Darfur. On Monday, a UN special representative said he was appalled by the violence. Armed men killed at least 100 civilians in a rural district of northern Burkina Faso over the weekend, a local source said on Monday. The attackers struck on the night between Saturday and Sunday in borderlands where militants linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State are waging an insurgency. One security source told Reuters at least 100 people were killed. Another local source who did not wish to be named said the provisional death toll stood at 165. The United Nations condemned the attack in a statement on Monday and called on authorities to bring perpetrators to justice. Recapping our top story, India and other Asian nations are becoming increasingly vital source of oil revenues for Moscow and as the U.S. and other Western countries cut their energy imports from Russia in line with sanctions over its war on Ukraine. Such sales are boosting Russian export revenues at a time when Washington and allies are trying to limit Moscow's cash flows. Shipments to other Asian countries like China have also increased in recent months, but to a lesser extent. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.